It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Wiki Corner today brought to you by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it is Throwback Thursday.
You are correct.
And our throwback year today is 1970.
You are also
And that's correct. The year that the recycling symbol was introduced.
Really?
Yes.
1970. We've been recycling that long?
Yes. Yes, we have.
Okay, good.
So in 1970, the Container Corporation of America, a large producer of recycled paperboard, sponsored a contest for art and design students at high schools and colleges across the country to raise awareness of environmental issues. The winning symbol would be given over to the public domain, and the competition was to honor the very first Earth Day, which was held that same year on April 22nd.
Okay.
So the contest, which drew more than 500 submissions, was won by a 23-year-old University of Southern California student named Gary Anderson. Each arrow of his design represented one of the three R's of sustainability, which are, you know, reduce, reuse, recycle.
Thank you, Sarah.
And the design was based on something called the Mobius strip, a mathematical concept representing a continuous loop.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The Mobius strip.
The Mobius strip, yes.
Gotcha.
Anderson was awarded a $2,500 scholarship for his winning design, which is the equivalent of $20,000 today. So, not bad.
What year was this?
1970.
Wow. $2,000 in 1970 is $20,000 now?
That's what they say.
Wow.
Anderson had stated that it only took him a day or two to come up with a design. And at the time of designing the logo, he wasn't even a graphic designer. He was pursuing architecture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He said that he came up with the idea of the recycling logo while watching paper being fed into a printer, which kind of makes sense.
And it kind of goes through. I suppose.
And he would go on to pursue a career not in any kind of graphic design, but in urban planning as a result of his architecture passion.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I wonder if he's planned anything we know. Urbanly speaking.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Anderson also admitted that he did not recognize the importance of his recycling design until he noticed it on a recycling bin while in Amsterdam.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So he was traveling the world, and there it was.
Yes. His design for a symbol to embody the concept of recycling has been compared to iconic trademarks such as those for Coca-Cola and Nike.
Oh, my gosh.
It has been called one of America's most important design icons and is one of the most recognizable graphic symbols in the world, and has helped to encourage global recycling.
That's pretty wild, considering he wasn't a graphic design person at all. He just did it.
But everybody knows what that means. You see that symbol, you know exactly instantly
what that is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't realize they were using it around the world.
Yeah.
I never thought about
that.
In
some countries, such as the UK, the symbol carries such implicit meaning that it requires government permission to be used.
Holy cow.
Yes.
Wow.
So the American Society of the Plastics Industry first began using numbers inside the recycling symbols on plastic containers in 1988. As a way to assist with sorting them.
Are we supposed to know what these numbers mean?
Well, they're called the resin identification code. That's what those numbers are.
Oh,
and there's
seven
numbers to identify the type of synthetic material used to manufacture the container, with the higher numbers representing less commonly used plastics.
Okay.
Having a recycling code or the Chasing Arrows logo on a material is not an automatic indicator that the material is recyclable, but rather an explanation of what the material is. So you can look at that and say, oh, that's... Like there's, So the types one and two are typically found in soft drink and water bottles and hard plastics like milk jugs and laundry detergent bottles. Those are the most commonly recycled.
So it means, does it mean that it was recycled or it can be recycled?
Can be recycled.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Now reusing materials has been a common practice for most of human history with recorded advocates as far back as Plato in the 4th century B.C., figures from the Environmental Protection Agency show that America recycles about 34.7% of the garbage it produces. So, not great.
I'm going to give you the buzzer, and do you think the number is really that high?
I don't know. The world's top recyclers, which are Germany, Austria, Wales, and South Korea, report a rate between 52 and 56%.
I don't know. Call me skeptical. I don't believe it. I feel like they've inflated the numbers.
The nation recycles less than 10% of its plastic compared to 67% for paper materials, 34% for metals, and 26% for glass. Aluminum is the world's most recycled packaging product, with nearly 70% of aluminum cans being recycled internationally. Aluminum is infinitely recyclable without degrading, meaning it can be reused in a way completely different from what it was in its previous life or recast in its original form. And an aluminum can that is recycled can be back on a grocery store shelf within 60 days.
So can they literally take everything from that aluminum can and recycle it?
I think so.
So it just keeps going for in 60 apparently. Days. They can have it be something else.
It can be back on the. It can be another can.
That's amazing.
In 60 days.
Then
back
we should
on the
make
shelf.
We should make everything out of aluminum then.
Problem
I think I've
solved.
Solved the problem.
Problem solved.
That is wonderful. Why, glad you brought it up today, Sarah. I hope somebody's listening. In Wales, they're big on recycling. That's it?
Yes.
Oh, you picked out a record to go along with recycling, did you, Sarah?
Yes, so we're going to play Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology by Marvin Gaye.
We'll do it. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Marvin Gaye, Mercy, Mercy Me. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play their records?
Well, because we were talking about the recycling symbol.
Yes.
Which was first introduced in 1970, and that's our throwback year.
It is. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. The recycling symbol was created for a contest honoring the first Earth Day.
The winner received a $2,500 scholarship.
And it's been called one of America's most important design icons.
And the dude was an architectural student.
Yeah.
So although he's an urban planner now, he's all grown up. How old is he now? So what would he be? He was a college student in what year?
1970. He was 23 in 1970.
23. So
that's,
do
I'm
the,
not doing that
Somebody
math.
Do the math. Somebody. We'll have somebody do that. The intern. Somebody do that. folks who want to learn more about recycling, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all up there. Go check it out, please. You can also watch this unfold every day live in our conversations during the songs and after the Wiki Corner on our Facebook page, Facebook Live, every day at 4:10. And then we archive the video up on YouTube. Go to YouTube and search out Sarah's Wiki Corner and Bingo Bango. They're all right up there.
Bingo
brought to you
bango.
By Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Bingo Bango it
I
is.
Like that.
Traffic weather next. Come back tomorrow, will you please?
Absolutely.
Friday edition on Legends 102.7.